What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today? Day after the Super Bowl, how you doing?
It's beginning, tech stuff. It's beginning, and it's not nice. It's not nice because they've now sent out the signal. The Chiefs won a totally fake Super Bowl that they never were supposed to win. They weren't even supposed to be in the Super Bowl. And Sleepy Joe was sending out those stupid Dark Brandon memes after the game. He said, going according to plan, or just like we planned. So they're admitting it. They're admitting that it was a whole Democratic operation. And I think it's disgraceful and disgusting. And the San Francisco 49ers should be ashamed of themselves because they had a chance. They are sort of like, and not just because they're gay, but they are like the Mike Pence of the NFL. Because not only do they like men in San Francisco, like the way Mike Pence does, but they also had a chance to save our country twice. You know, Mike Pence on January 6th during the peaceful protests, and the San Francisco 49ers, they could have stopped. They had the talent, and they gave it away at the end. They gave it away, and they allowed the Democrat plan to begin. So I'm very nervous for our country. I think it's a disgrace, and it's disgusting.
I wanted to ask you about the Super Bowl a little bit. Did you catch much of the Super Bowl, a little bit of it?
You know,
3 hours
ever
and 45
since,
minutes?
Well, no, you know, as you probably know, I think the league, it became softer. You can no longer give people brain damage. You can no longer paralyze people. It used to be such a tough game. You could kill, I think in like the 1950s, you could just kill someone on the field. I once saw a documentary called The Last Boy Scout. I don't know if you ever saw this, but it was with Bruce Willis. And it was called The Last Boy Scout. And it was a great documentary about the NFL. And in the beginning of it, it was shocking. A player just shoots five guys on the field. And I said, that's when the NFL was the NFL. You had a lot of strength, a lot of toughness. You have to be tough if you're going to get shot during a game. You can't be a wuss if there's bullets flying. And now we basically two-hand touch football. So between the political wokeness and the, let me be honest with you, pussy style of play, I don't watch it. So I may have caught maybe 4 hours at best, channel surfing.
Okay. Now I wanted to ask you, do you think too much of Taylor Swift or it was just fine? I know she met with Roger Goodell during the Super Bowl.
And we're hearing she I'll use gentlemanly terms, sucked his dick. We're hearing Taylor Swift might have sucked Roger Goodell's penis in the luxury box. And
I didn't hear
that's who, the, well, that's, now you have to look at the right sites. That's who the left. I've seen memes. There's been memes of Taylor Swift doing ungodly things, which offend me as a Christian who's never been to church. I think what I give Taylor Swift credit, you know me, I've given AOC credit. I've given crazy Nancy Pelosi credit for their toughness and their breasts. I give Hillary Clinton credit for toughness and strength, mm-hmm. even though I don't like her. So I give credit. And I have to give credit to Taylor Swift because what she did was she also brought Blake Lively. Do you know who this is? This is a very nice actress.
Yes.
This is a Trump wife sort of elite level woman. And I found myself when I was channel surfing, only watching maybe 4 hours plus halftime plus pregame show last night while I was just channel surfing, avoiding the wokeness, I found myself very drawn to Blake Lively. And I said, that's clever. You know, she almost brought her, it's like a body double, but a hotter body double to sort of distract. I thought that was, you know, you have to respect your enemy. You don't have to like your enemy, but I respect Taylor Swift. I respect her greatly, which is why we're going to crush and defeat her.
Now, I wanted to ask you about, I don't know if you saw during the game, Travis Kelce, who you're a big fan of, you must be, screaming at his coach, Andy Reid, in his face in the first half. Now, how do you feel about that, a player screaming at a coach like that, and what do you think he was saying to him?
The only thing that would have been more disgraceful is if Travis Kelce had been Kelce, a black tight end screaming at his white coach. That would have been even more offensive and egregious, but it was not a good look, as the kids say. It was not a good look to see him. But what it looked like, honestly, it looked like two guys arguing over who gets to hang Mike Pence during January 6th, because you got Travis Kelce, sort of young, very energetic, big beard, strong white guy. And then Andy Reid's sort of like, I've seen things, kid. Trust me, we got to handle this in a calm way. Yeah, kind of like January 6th. You have two powerful sort of white guys arguing strategy. But I would just say, Travis Kelce, you're very lucky that you are a white person. Because if that had been a black tight end, that had been Shannon Sharp, I would have just called the police. I would have said there's a big, strong black attacking a defenseless, fat white guy. Shoot first, ask questions later. Go.
What do you think of
They'll
the
be having
Battle of the
club. It
QBs?
will
Yes,
be.
yes.
It won't be club Shay Shay. It'll be funeral parlor Shay Shay.
What do you think of the quarterback battle yesterday between Brock Purdy and Patrick Mahomes, as you would say?
Well, it's obviously it was a very woke result. It was what the world want. Oh, Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy has a very inspirational story. If he were African American, they'd be nominating him to replace Biden on the ticket. Look at this guy. He's a black. He was picked last in the draft, and now he's in the Super Bowl. But because he's a white guy, they act like he's sort of part of the patriarchy and the institutional racism. He's Brock Purdy. He's a nice guy. Whereas Mahomes, whose father was a pro athlete, I don't know if you know that, so he comes from wealth. And yet the NFL keeps promoting him, even though he was horrible for most of the game. He would not have a good game, and yet they just kept giving him opportunities. And eventually, even a bad quarterback, even who's your guy on the Jets? Zach Wilson? That's your guy.
Aaron Rodgers, technically, is our number one quarterback.
Well, you mispronounced it. It's Zach Wilson. Aaron Rodgers played two plays. He made more
Right now,
appearances
going
on
into
Pat McAfee than he did taking snaps. He did
you're probably
nine
right about that.
McAfee. He did nine McAfee appearances in four snaps. That's not a good ratio. You don't get to be a quarterback with that ratio. But I think even if you give Zach Wilson 400 chances to make one touchdown, he'd probably do it. And then he'd sleep with somebody's mom.
What did you think of the halftime performance by Usher, also featuring
Doorman and car valet and busboy and pool boy. Yes, no, it was great.
Alicia Keys was there,
This is how the, excuse me,
Ludacris.
this, no, excuse, it was ludicrous, the fact that they were allowing an usher. They used to have real artists. Instead, they were just like, is there a ticket taker here? Is there somebody wiping down seats who would like to do a halftime show? That's how disgraceful we are. That's how sad this country is. I thought it was a disgrace. I didn't watch. That's the one part I only watched. I think I only caught 12 and a half minutes of it. So it was a disgrace.
What do you think of it compared to last year's Super Bowl show? I don't know if you saw last year with Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop, Kendrick Lamar, 50
Just,
Cent.
it was disgraceful. I called the police when I turned on my TV. It was so disgraceful. I had my TV arrested. What I will say is, you know which halftime I liked. Maybe you don't know. It's called J-Lo and Shakira.
That's right. I was thinking of who the two women were who danced together.
That was wonderful. I was just hoping they would get naked, and I was like, this will be the greatest halftime show ever. But I thought that was very, I was very, I almost for a second when I looked at those two women, I almost thought maybe I should speak to women over the age of 35. Because if that's what they're doing with like 45 and 50-year-olds now, I may have to, we may have to adjust the Trump strategy, which has always been stop talking to them when they're 35 and don't acknowledge them in any way after the age of 40. But it might be time to update that, to be honest, with all the things we're doing with gym technique and diet and things. We might have to start talking to women in their 40s.
You didn't think Alicia Keys looked good in that tight red outfit? I thought she looked fantastic.
I didn't see Alicia Keys, but she's always annoyed me. She's a biracial person who doesn't acknowledge her white side. She's racist.
Gotcha. Mr. President, I wanted to go into something you said that a lot of Republicans are angry at you about. You were talking about
Rhinos, they're called on
NATO.
this show, excuse me, on this show
Yeah.
they're called rhinos, because if you disagree with me, you're not a real Republican.
Okay, so
You should know
rhinos
that.
are angry with you about NATO, what you said
And we actually
about.